This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Someone put up 14 unauthorized and explicit traffic signs around Boulder this week. They're meant to encourage drivers to stop speeding, but neither the cops nor the city know who's behind them. CPR's Molly Cruz has the story.
The signs were professionally made to look like city traffic signs and placed mainly along Route 36 earlier this week. That road is one of the most dangerous in the city. Some of the signs included profane warnings to slow down. Others read things like, "Don't kill any kids today." Barista Brockton Kick, who works close to where one of the signs appeared, thinks the signs were a distraction, not a solution.
I mean, I agree with the statement, but no, don't touch the signs, period. Just period.
The signs were taken down on Tuesday. Boulder police are still investigating the signs as criminal tampering. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Colorado health professionals are finding some powerful and fluffy benefits to having a trained dog in a hospital. That's true for staff and patients. Kara Hellams is a handler for a dog named Posey at Rocky Mountain Children's Hospital in Denver. She's seen Posey have a remarkably calming effect, including for young, sick patients.
I just thought it would be fun to have a dog, and I had no clue the depth and the breadth of the impact she would have on the hospital.
Dogs like Posey are being used in a growing list of settings like occupation, speech, and physical therapy, as well as special education and criminal justice. In Denver, partly cloudy for the rest of the day with a low of 33 degrees tonight. This is CPR News.